I'm here to tell you that Satan is a liar. He lied to Jesus when Jesus was undergoing the temptation in the wilderness. It says this in Luke, the 4th chapter, the 5th verse. And he led Jesus up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give you all this domain and its glory, for it has been handed over to me, and I will give it to whomever I wish. Therefore, if you worship before me, it shall be yours. Jesus answered him, It is written, You shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. You know, it sometimes seems as though we live in a sea of lies. Everything that we hear, from the politics to the opinions to entertainment to how we should think about all kinds of things, is a lie. Satan lied to Jesus. He said, All this domain and its glory I can give you because it's been handed over to me. No such thing has ever happened. He's called the prince of this world because he reigns over the hearts and minds of people who do not serve God. And so it seems as though Satan is winning and that he owns everything. But he owns nothing. God owns everything. God is in control of this universe and of this world. And he's allowing events and things to play out according to his will. Satan's day is coming, and he knows it, and he's in a rage, and he is a liar. The Bible says he is the father of lies, and he will tell you any lie that he may cause you to stumble. There are some people who have been led and tempted to do anything to get money, to get that person that they think they love, to get power over people, to satisfy their body in any number of ways that the world advertises to us, and yet it's all based on a lie, that we will be happy if we do these things, that we will in some way gain power over our own lives if we go our own way instead of God's way. Jesus' way, his path, was the cross. He is to inherit everything in the universe, but his mission was to go to the cross. Satan tempted him with another way. Just do it my way, and you'll be happy, and you'll gain all these things instead of doing it God's way and inherit all things. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help me, Lord, to do your will, not to listen to the lies of Satan. I pray that you would give me the discernment to see and to discern a truth from the lie. Your word is truth, and in Jesus Christ, there's both grace and truth. I pray you would lead me away from temptation and help me always to do your will. And I pray, O Lord God, that your will be made plain to me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.